Here's another thing. Jake Paul, right? Jake Paul, he's at it again. What else can Jake Paul do? Well, there's a film. There's a film on Netflix, right? Hang on, sorry. Let me, voice is starting to blow out again. Starting to get sick again. Right, there's a film called Bird Box, right? Don't know if you've heard about Bird Box. And Bird Box is a movie that was an adaptation of a book. The premise is that there's a thing and you don't know what it is, and it's a monster, but if you see it, it drives you crazy and you'll kill yourself and do a bunch of crazy shit. But if you're already crazy, you'll see it and you'll want to help it make more people crazy. Anyway, the film is hot garbage. It's awful. It's really bad. Like, it's such a boring film. Had a good cast. I mean, Netflix have said it was a huge success for them. But let's talk a little bit about viral marketing. Now, I don't know if you remember, right? One of the elements of this, because the movie is, you have to be blindfolded. Because if you see the thing, you go crazy and you kill yourself. Sandra Bullock, the main character in it, is trying to get some kids from point A to point B to be safe, because she's heard there's a haven out there. Spoiler, it's a school for the blind, where everyone's blind, so they're all normal and not at risk. What a twist! Like, even M. Night Shyamalan, I'm calling him. I can't pronounce his name. I don't know why I'm not, but whatever. Even he looked over at that twist and went, oh, that's a bit shit, innit, mate? You know what I mean? And this is the guy who did The Village. So, just saying. I'm giving you spoilers because there's no way anyone's going to watch that fucking movie. There's just no way. If you want, right, trust me, right now. Look, here's my version of the Bird Box challenge. Try and get 30 minutes into the Bird Box. Right? Just try. Spoiler, you never see the monster, by the way, which is a key thing here. Like, it's great, build all that tech. At least show it to me a little bit. No, you never see it. And it's garbage. It's just Sandra Bullock. Like, it's terrible. They also do this weird time juxtaposition that removes any tension from the movie, because you fast forward to a point where clearly people are dead because they're not in it. And then you rewind, and they're alive, and you're like, well, yeah, but you're dead. So you just sat there waiting. How's he going to die? Oh, he's dead. Right, okay. It's garbage. Terrible. Terrible film. Really, really bad. Like, one of the worst films I've seen in a while. And I watch garbage. So anyway, terrible movie. But the Bird Box Challenge, right, was this thing that started doing the rounds. And as I said, because Sandra Bullock has a blindfold on, people apparently, and I say apparently, you'll see why, they wanted to do this thing called the Bird Box Challenge. Now, the Bird Box Challenge is you wrap the blindfold around, like Sandra Bullock has, and then you try and do the thing she has to do, you know? Can you walk to the local store and buy groceries? Oh, God, I'm dropping things. Can you drive a car out your drive? Oh, God, I'm swerving. You know, and there was this thing called the Bird Box Challenge, and Netflix put out a tweet saying, listen, guys, don't do the Bird Box Challenge. Don't do the Bird Box Challenge. It's dangerous. Right, and I was like watching this story unfold, and I thought, is anyone really doing the Bird Box Challenge? Is anyone really blindfolding themselves and doing stuff? And apparently, there were just a few tweets. Well, according to the New Statesman, what actually was happening was, it was an interesting piece of viral marketing where Netflix basically took accounts that were either fake or very small followers, and then they used the fake warning to blow up the Bird Box Challenge, which was never a real thing. So we'll have to wait a little bit because it's New Statesman and it's covered in ads. Come on. You got it. You got it, New Statesman. It's coming. It's definitely coming. You can do it, New Statesman. That's a sad lol. All right, okay. Yeah, I really got to teach myself OBS. I think that's one thing that I'm just going to have to learn. Because this whole... Oh, don't get me wrong. I'm not disputing how smart this is. I'm not disputing that it's smart, but it's you're going to understand why it's bad, okay? Very shortly. Oh, hang on. I know why. I'm an idiot. There you go. Silly me. Right. So, what Netflix didn't tell you about the viral Bird Box challenge? And there's the original tweet. Can't believe I have to say this, but please do not hurt yourselves with this Bird Box challenge. We don't know how this started, but we appreciate the love. But boy and girl have just won Wish for 2019. That's the name of the two kids. Cassandra Bullock, she doesn't want to get too attached, so she doesn't name them. So she calls them like boy and girl. It's garbage. And it is that you not end up in hospital due to memes. So you can see here, when Netflix's new thriller Bird Box hit subscriber accounts at the end of December, the film was instantly popular. Reviews were at worst lukewarm. After the first week of streaming, Netflix proudly announced that the film had been watched by over 45 million accounts in its first 7 days, making it the most popular original film the streaming service had ever released. I think it had jumped ahead of Bright, that one with Will Smith about the orcs and stuff. Despite the popularity, though, the social media attention dedicated to Bird Box has put Netflix under the microscope and led people to zero in on two particular controversies, which could imply its widely celebrated social media presence may not be authentic, as its fans think. First came a conspiracy around Netflix's fan promotion surrounding the opening days of Bird Box. In a tweet on the 27th of December 2018, journalist Sam Weinberg posed the idea that Netflix was retweeting memes about Bird Box from fake fan accounts created by Netflix itself to create the illusion the film was more popular than it was in reality. This is a practice, it's kind of like astroturfing, I guess. It's very popular. I obviously, in my job now, I work with marketing companies. I know marketing companies that offer this service. I know marketing companies that create fake Twitter accounts. I know marketing companies that create fake Reddit accounts that offer services where they can manipulate you to get trending on Twitter, which costs a lot more money, or front page of Reddit. You know, there's market services out there that you can buy just to do this stuff. So to say this is far-fetched is not true at all. It's pretty much standard for big companies to manipulate social media in this way, which is another reason whenever you look over at Twitter and you see trending, right? Trust me, it is not a reflection of what people are actually discussing. It's a reflection of what people are discussing that they want you to see, or that they want people to be discussing. So they just, you ever notice how sometimes you'll click on a Twitter trending thing, and when you click on the hashtag, there's not a lot of tweets, and you're like, well, why is this trending? Someone has manually set it to trending because they want you to pay attention to it. And this, again, happened all during the election. It happens now. It is what it is. Understand there is a level, on the internet, there is a level of artifice and manipulation, and you have to be very, blah, 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 blah. What's the word I'm looking for? Careful. You have to be very careful and clever and you know what I mean? You have to be, there's a word, and sure begins with a C, I can't quite pull it out of the ether, but there's a word, considered, maybe. Anyway, you have to understand that when you're absorbing that information, maybe you're being manipulated. Like when people take up these charges and go, yeah, you know why? Like, what, people are outraged about this, and why? And it's like, well, what's the actual outrage? And then you'll see it's like three tweets. You know, this happens all the time. You're being manipulated. You're being manipulated because outrage drives clicks. You know, that's how it is. So anyway, the fact that it's inauthentic doesn't surprise me at all. And you can see the claim was based on the fact that nearly all of the Bird Box memes being retweeted by Netflix's many accounts were from Twitter accounts with very few followers, hardly ever with double digits, and several of them have been created within the last few weeks. Right? These are all red flags, because obviously Netflix know that they're putting out the Bird Box. They know ages in advance. They know nobody knew the Bird Box was coming. Nobody knew the adaptation was coming. Netflix knew. So it drops, and then you've got to quickly promote it. So obviously they create these accounts in advance, and then, look, we're tweeting memes, guys. So they probably worked with a marketing company, or they did it themselves. Their marketing division did it themselves. And then they retweet the memes on their main account and go, oh, look how organic this is. Look how viral it's going. Oh, my God. And you're like, wait a minute, this account's like 3 weeks old and has 10 followers, and it's only tweeting about Bird Box? I don't know, Chief. But anyway, Weinberg's tweet gained tens of thousands of likes and retweets overnight before being deleted after 48 hours. So what happened here was the guy who made the tweet, after 48 hours of making the claim, he decided to delete his tweet mysteriously. Now, again, I'm not saying this reeks of cognizant was the word. Thank you. I don't know why I couldn't get it for a while. Strange. Probably my failing brain. So what I think has happened here is Netflix's legal team had given him a call and said, listen, have you got any actual proof that we made those accounts? If not, you might want to take that tweet down. Or maybe they called his editor and, you know, it comes down the chain. But to randomly delete something like that 48 hours after making the claim at a point where, you know, 10,000 people have liked it, 3,500 people have retweeted it, probably suggests there's been some form of pressure for him to remove it. And as they say, if the claims aren't valid, it's a very, very strange coincidence at best. But then after that, right, you can see, while this particular controversy died down over the course of a few days, a new conspiracy surfaced. Writing for the iPaper, that's the Independence Digest spinoff, journalist Ruchira Sharma reported on something fishy regarding another recent Bird Box-related tweet from the Netflix Twitter account. The tweet warned users of the dangers of something called the Bird Box Challenge, which I just told you about, and was followed by a request that people stop participating in it as a matter of personal safety. Right? At the time of writing, that tweet has over 40,000 retweets and 237,000 likes. However, the issue with this tweet is that the Bird Box Challenge wasn't actually a real internet phenomenon at all. Before this tweet, as Sharma points out, tweets and videos tagging the challenge were in the tens, and searches for Bird Box Challenge were non-existent. But after Netflix posted the warning tweet, the challenge exploded online and was being tried and shared by big-name YouTube accounts, reported on by thousands of mainstream news outlets and being searched in the thousands. What was at best an incredibly niche meme before Netflix posted about it became a viral trend within hours. So what we've got here is basically either this was all part of the plan to help it go viral and those were sock puppet accounts, or Netflix identified something that wasn't actually happening and then you put up a tweet, you know, like it's very reminiscent actually of there was the guy, what was it, William Castle, who did all the old movies. I think we talked about him on Halloween when I did my House on Haunted Hill stream, for those who saw that. But basically what he used to do was he would find gimmicky ways to promote movies, things that would get people talking. One of the famous ones, I think, for The Tingler, I think it was, he basically said, you've got to take out a life insurance policy. Or it might have been for the House on Haunted Hill. I always get the two mixed up because they're both very similar and they both have Vincent Price in them. But basically, he was like, oh, this movie's so scary, we won't let you in unless you take out a life insurance policy. We've got them in the lobby. And there were fake life insurance policies saying, like, I waive all my rights. You know, I waive all my rights to make a claim if I die of fear during this film. And, you know, it was just a gimmick. It was just something to get the, you know. Thanks for the gift there, Mr. Anonymous. You know, so anyway, it was a way to generate word of mouth. And Netflix are implying, you know, it looks to me that they're applying that kind of tactic here because they know the movie, like they must know it stinks. But how they gauge their success is by being able to publicly release metrics and say, well, hey, look, 45 million people watched it. Now imagine if that was box office. The difference being 45 million people would not go to see this in the cinema, wouldn't pay for it at all, because the film is fucking trash and has no marketing associated with it. But after the fact, you can apply this viral marketing thing and da 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 da. So you're like, oh, Richard, you're just a grouch, right? You're the big, cynical fucking grouch. So what if Netflix did some clever viral marketing? Why'd you have to hate on everything? So what if the film's bad? Who cares? Right, well, here's the problem with it. This inorganic Bird Box challenge, okay, led to people starting to do the challenge for real. Remember, the challenge was non-existent. Netflix tweet about it. Now people actually start doing it for real because people are morons. I mean, you have to understand this. It's often said to me, oh, Richard, you have 113,000 followers on Twitter. You shouldn't tweet things about other people because what if one of your followers is mental and does something bad to them? And it's like, well, I can't live my life not tweeting my opinions out because of that instance. And people go, oh my God, you're alt-right, you fascist, that's horrible. Well, okay, now imagine you're a corporation where you literally reach millions of people and you start saying, haha, you start drawing attention to something that's inherently dangerous. What, do you, like, haven't you followed social trends for the last fucking, like, 50 years? Don't you realize that, like, by putting that out in the public domain, more and more people are gonna fucking try it? Like, how many people, like, no one was, right, there was a couple of people who ate Tide Pods, and then people started saying, look how stupid these people are for eating Tide Pods, and then people started vaping Tide Pods and trying to raise the fucking ante because people are morons. People are dumb. This is what happens. An individual might be clever. A group of people will always be stupid. So anyway, this happened over in Utah. This was the worst of it, by the way. There were lots of examples and stories. Come on, what the fuck is that? Why? What are you doing? Can I get the news, please? Is that fine? Can I go to the story that I wanted to go on? Yeah, I know, Pelosi, eh? It was pretty funny that he did cancel a flight, but it's also probably worth noting that there, even though they can't prove any collusion on the election, which morons have been messaging me going, ah, see, they got him. They proved he's colluded on the election. No, they haven't. They just proved he lied. Obviously, if you commit perjury, you got to go, in my opinion, but whatever. All right, let me just try this again without USA Today going crazy. That'll be nice. Thank you. Right, so the bird box... Fucking hell. Right, so there was a car crash off the back of the Bird Box Challenge. A teen decided to drive with his eyes covered over in Utah and crashed his car. And fortunately, there were no injuries, right? So Layton police put a tweet out saying, here's the fucking Bird Box. Yeah, of course it was Layton. The Bird Box Challenge while driving, predictable result. This happened on Monday as a result of the driver covering her eyes while driving on Layton Parkway. Luckily, no injuries. Now, look, I do not know what possesses you to fucking drive blindfolded just to maybe get a couple of retweets or whatever. I can't speak to that. But when I say social media is making people mentally ill, I'm going to file this story away for yet another exhibit as proof that it is, that it definitely is, because this is so fucking irrational and stupid. It's mind-blowing, isn't it? But anyway, we all can agree that this is dangerous and not the kind of stuff you want to be promoting and not the kind of stuff you should be engaging in. Well, here's the thing. Off the back of this, YouTube were like, this is another thing that's going to blow up in effect. Because again, YouTube's a corporation, doesn't care if you live or die, doesn't care. YouTube, like any corporation, like any big corporation, they're just unflinching. They do not care about you at all. But anyway, they decided, shit, man, we better change our terms and conditions, right? And we now need to ban pranks and stunts that are potentially dangerous, which again is very wishy-washy language. We need to ban life-threatening pranks and stunts on our platform, because if we don't do that, and somebody does the Bird Box Challenge and drives off a cliff and dies, maybe we'll be liable. So let's cover our ass and just not have it on there. Remember, they don't care about you. They care about getting named in a lawsuit. That's how it works. So YouTube have now updated the terms of condition. And yeah, this would mean things like Jackass would not be allowed on YouTube now, or Dirty Sanchez, if you're like me and, you know, lived in Port Talbot and blah, blah, blah. YouTube has officially banned all of that stuff. It's not there anymore. I don't mind. Prank channels are pretty fucking terrible as a rule, especially, but then again, none of the pranks are life-threatening, are they? Because 99% of them are fake. So you've got that. Like, can I do a fake life-threatening prank? I guess not now, because even though no one's life was threatened, somebody might think it was real because they're a moron and might enact it thinking it's, you know, whatever. So you just got to get rid of it. But here's the other thing, right? This is the same time that Jake Paul's out there straight promoting fucking gambling at kids and all the other heinous stuff he did. Well, he couldn't wait, could he? He couldn't wait to do his own fucking Bird Box challenge. So what he did it. Jake Paul did it. He literally drove blindfolded and ran into traffic blindfolded. Right? So, again, YouTube, right? You said that this is bad. You know, like how many, right? His audience are kids, YouTube. His audience are kids. He's running into traffic blindfolded to be cool to an audience of 8-year-olds. This is... They didn't even age restrict his video of him doing this. Like, at what point? Like, why don't you, like, just do the honest thing, right? Just come out and just say, listen, Jake Paul can do what the fuck he wants because he makes us so much money. And we do not care if he is literally telling children to go out and play in traffic on our platform. Just say that. Just say that. Because that's what's going on. You didn't even restrict the video or age gate the video. And he's still on YouTube, still selling garbage to children. Like, this is insanity that everyone has tunneled in on PewDiePie as being the bad guy, the one you have to watch. This guy is telling kids to run into traffic wearing blindfolds. I don't know what next, like a Jake Paul smoking commercial? Is like, where do we have to go with this to get him fucking banned? Like, where do we have to go with this before YouTube say, yeah, actually, that's kind of fucked up. You know what I mean? Yeah, there you go. Some suggestions for future Jake Paul videos. Jake Paul tries meth. I like that one. Think that's good. Jake Paul tries meth, proving he can make, you know, he does a video where he shows you how to make meth out of the household items, you know, in your fucking bathroom. And maybe, hey, that's right, Paul, Jake is Jake Paul is. Maybe you could go up to your mother's bathroom and see if she has some pseudoephrine lurking around. It's in there, it's right in there in that cold medicine, that's right. And you're going to get that fine crystal. You know what I mean? Is this where we're at? The Jake Paul carrier bag challenge? Is that it? How long can you keep a carrier bag over your head? This is ridiculous. This is insane. It's beyond a joke. Like, it's not even funny, really. Like, I'll joke about it, but it ain't funny. You have an audience of fucking 8-year-olds and you're running around with a blindfold laughing and joking. Maybe a car will hit me. I mean, first of all, obviously the fact that a car didn't hit you shows that there is no God, right? Like, he just doesn't exist, guys. We proved it. We, you know, checkmate. But this is ridiculous. And then, oh, look. After the outrage machine, which, to be fair, listen, sometimes the outrage machine does its job in a good way, right? Like, listen, there is no way that video should be going out to kids. I'm not saying, look, there's a time and a place where you can do that stuff if you want. I like Jackass, that's fine. But you're a children's entertainer. And in the same way, I don't want my children's entertainers jacking off and saying, look how fun this is. You know, I don't want my children's entertainer endangering children. Like, I just don't. Like, again, I'm old-fashioned, you know. But after this article was published, then YouTube came in and demonetized the video. Which, of course, you know, I'm sure Jake Paul stands by all of his art. Oh, wait, no, he removed the video as soon as it couldn't be demonetized. No apologies. No nothing. Oh, did any kids get hurt playing in traffic? Doesn't matter. Delete the video. Didn't happen. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And he's still allowed on the platform. And he always will be. And there's nothing you can fucking do about it, guys. He'll just continue to be the biggest, most reprehensible piece of shit imaginable. Fucking up kids' lives, getting them addicted to gambling, whatever else. Making them harass their fucking parents who can't afford to fucking make rent to buy shit they don't fucking need. And selling them garbage so he can have a multi-million dollar empire, making videos talking about how he's got mansions and cars and everything else. And meanwhile, this is how dumb he is, by the way. Let me tell you, right? If you remember the great Bill Hicks bit, when Bill Hicks was talking about the old fucking, there was this famous case, a legal case, where two kids played a Black Sabbath album backwards and said that it contained satanic messages, and one shot himself and the other shot himself and fucked it up and lived, and the parents tried to sue Black Sabbath for putting suicidal ideation messages in the music. Nobody, as Bill Hicks pointed out, nobody wants their audience dead, or nobody should want their audience dead. That's stupid. They're the people who buy the records. If you played the record backwards and everyone who did that killed themselves, who's buying your records? Completely stupid fucking premise. But Jake Paul is so dumb, he literally tells his audience to go play in traffic with a blindfold. Like, it's like an experiment that went wrong. I can't believe Jake Paul's real. I can't believe he's a real human. Like, it has to be part of some meta prank. Like, on all of us. Like, in 2 years' time, a scientist is going to come out and say, like, we wanted to see if an absolute moron could rise to the highest echelons of fame and notoriety in your society. Jake Paul and his brother were genetically bred in a special vat, fed nothing but the DNA of morons, Neanderthals, species that died out. And yet somehow he was still able to become a multi-millionaire and a fucking popular... It's going to be the turning point. When that scientist comes out, it's going to be the fucking turning point. We're all going to go, Jesus Christ, we have some figuring out to do, don't we? We really got to sort some shit out here. Yeah, listen. Jake Paul, like, idiocracy is tame compared to what's happening right now. It's too much.